Buffalo Common Council members who sit on the Police Oversight Committee heard from both Police Benevolent Association First Vice President John Evans, who renewed the union's call for more powerful guns, and Police Commissioner Dan Durenda, who finds them unnecessary for patrol officers. Councilmember David Fronczyk, among the committee members, admitted he cannot relate to the experiences cops face on the street every day, but he did tell the tale of one occasion when a get-tough act backfired on the police. It was when a former commissioner decided to send a message to drug dealers by placing an armored personnel vehicle in front of a precinct house.
And it was kind of ridiculous. I mean, you know, what are you going to do with that thing? I mean, you're sort of like, it's like an affront to the neighborhood when you come right down to it, because people wanted to be protected from criminals who may have had AK-47s or whatever, but this tank in front of a police department, the criminals were laughing probably as they went through, so that wasn't too smart.
Councilman David Rivera encouraged both sides to meet privately with lawmakers for further discussion. The PBA estimates it would cost about $700,000 to arm 500 patrol officers with AR-15 rifles, or about $1,400 per officer. Commissioner Durenda told reporters his stance is not about the money. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.